today we're going to discuss, I don't think we've ever discussed before, which is like a little bit astonishing, using Chamar Medina for Havdalah. We've discussed, I think, the idea of Chamar Medina and what counts as Chamar Medina, but using it for Havdalah, there does seem to be a practice that people are much more makel about Havdalah than they are about Kiddush in terms of the type of beverage that they're willing to use for Havdalah. I've seen people say Havdalah on orange juice and other beverages that they would never say, or coffee or tea, that they would never say Kiddush on. So what is that about? Is it just the same halacha as Kiddush, or is it somehow different? The Gemara Pesachim of Kuf Zayin Amral tells us that Rav Huna asked Rav Chista whether you're allowed to make Kiddush on beer. Rav Chista answered that you're not allowed to be in Mekadshin ve'in Mavdilin. The question was, can you make Kiddush on beer? The answer is no Kiddush and no Avdalah. So there's a Machlokas Rishonim whether what he was asking about. Was it a place where beer is the Chamar Medina, and the Maskana is that you're not allowed to be say Kiddush or Avdalah even on Chamar Medina? Or is he asking in a place where beer was not the Chamar Medina, was not the primary beverage that they used, but if it would have been Chamar Medina, then you'd be allowed to say Kiddush and Avdalah on beer? But Lechora, bottom line is, what's mashma from the Gemara is that whatever the din is by Kiddush, the din is by Avdalah, because he asked him, can you say Kiddush on beer? And he told him, you're not allowed to say Kiddush or Avdalah on beer. So whether you learn that's a comment about saying Kiddush and Avdalah Chamar Medina or not, whatever the halacha is by one, it seems to be by the other as well. The Sheet of the Rush in the 10th paragraph of Pesachim Sumin Yud Zayin, and he quotes this from Rov HaGaonim as well, and the Sheet of the Ra'avon in Pesachim over there, is that you're allowed to say Kiddush to be Mavdil on Chamar Medina. And the Rosh explains that we can explain that the entire Shaila of the Gemara was only on Shechar when it's not Chamar Medina. The Gemara was asking, can you make Kiddush on beer if beer is not the Chamar Medina? But if it is the Chamar Medina, then L'chol HaDeos is going to be mutter for both Kiddush and Havdalah. And even if you want to say the Gemara's question was in a place where Shechar is the Chamar Medina, halacha could be that you're allowed to say Kiddush and Avdalah on beer, because just like we don't paskin like what the Gemara says with regard to Avdalah, because the Gemara tells us elsewhere that Ameimar said Avdalah on Chamar Medina, so it could be that Lagabe Kiddush also we don't paskin that way, and you could say Kiddush on Chamar Medina. So that's as far as the Rush and the Gaonim. However, here's where Kiddush and Avdalah start diverging from each other. The Rambam in the 29th parak of Hilchos Shabbos, Halacha Yud Zayin, writes, when it comes to Kiddush, you're not allowed to say Kiddush on Chamar Medina, yet when it comes to Havdalah, the Rambam paskins, you may recite Havdalah on Chamar Medina. Many other Rishonim seem to be in the same boat. The Ritz Geyus and Shari Simcha Hills Kiddush on page Zayin, the Agos Maimonios, Oz Gimel in the name of the Gaonim, the Halachas Gedolos, the Rif, the Rashbam, the Ravya, the Maram Chalva and Pesachim over there, the Ran and the Rabbeinu David and Pesachim over there in Davkov Zayin, all seem to be of the similar mind to the Rambam, that there's a difference between Kiddush and Havdalah, that we paskin like Rav and Shmuel Legabe Kiddush, that you should not say Kiddush on beer, even if beer is the Chamar Medina, and yet we paskin like Amemer Legabe Havdalah, that you're allowed to say Havdalah on beer because beer is a Chamar Medina, so therefore you could use it for Havdalah. So no for Kiddush, yes for Havdalah. Why? Why would there be a difference between Kiddush and Havdalah? So there are a number of explanations, and that number is four. There are four explanations that I was able to find for this distinction between Kiddush and Havdalah. First possibility, the Maram Chalav and Pesachim over there writes that when it comes to Kiddush, beer is not going to help. Another Chamar Medina is also not going to work because there's a din that you have to be Mekadesh on wine that's royal and nasech al gabe amizbech. That's a sugya m'sechz babasu daf tzadi zayin amralif. By Havdalah, there's no such klal that it needs to be a yayin that's royal and nasech al gabe amizbech. So Chamar Medina rises to the status of yayin, but it does not rise to the status of yayin that's royal and nasech al gabe amizbech. So since the gedder of what you need for Havdalah is just yayin, and Chamar Medina can rise to the status of yayin, but the gedder of what you need for Kiddush is Yain, that's right, L'nasech al-gabe mizbeach, and Chamar Medina cannot rise to that status ever. That's why it could be used for Havdalah, not for Kiddush, according to the Rambam in this group of Rishonim. Magin Mishnah has a second explanation. He explains that they were more machmir not to be Mekadesh on Chamar Medina because there's already a kula built into Kiddush, and that is that you're allowed to say Kiddush on pas, you're allowed to say Kiddush on bread, on challah. There's no such kula when it comes to Havdalah. There's no Havdalah ala pas. So if there's no Havdalah ala pas, so we have to give another kula to compensate for the chumrah that you're not allowed to say Havdalah ala pas. So that's what the Magen Mishnah says, and the kula that we give. Excuse me. The kula that we give Sorry, this doesn't happen every day. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech Hashem Kol Nidrei Vayomer Amen. So the kula that we give is that you're allowed to use Chamar Medina. Third possible explanation is Rabbeinu Peretz. Rabbeinu Peretz writes that Kiddush needs wine dafka because Kiddush is derived from the pasuk Kazachar Yom HaShabbos Zakadcho. The mashmas of the pasuk is that it's only through wine. That's what Tosfos writes in Pesachim Kov Vav Amud Aleph Zachreyu Al Yayin, that you find the lashon of zechira is used in Tanakh dafka in connection with wine. The pasuk in Hosea Perik Yedalid Zichru Kiyayin Levanon. The pasuk in Shir Hashirim Perik Aleph Nisker Dodech Miyayin. So you find lashon of zechira associated with wine. So since Kiddush is derived from Zachar Yom HaShabbos Kacho, so Kiddush dafka is connected to wine, but Avdallah is not from Zachar Yom HaShabbos Kacho. That's a chiddush. That's not going to explain the Rambam, because the Rambam holds that Zachar Yom HaShabbos Kacho is also the basis for Havdalah. So it's hard to say that it's not that it's not going to be on wine for that reason, but at least some of the other Rishonim might hold that way. And then a fourth explanation is Rav Sternbach writes in Tshuvas V'Hanhagos Chelek Aleph Simen Reish Samech that you can't be Mekla Chamar Medina for Kiddush because the Ikar Takana of Kiddush was Kiddush Al Yayin. Whereas Havdalah, the Gemara tells us, originally they were Mesakin Havdalah Betfila. It's only when they realized that people would be able to afford to do Havdalah Al Kos that they were Mesakin Havdalah Al Kos as well. So since the Ikar Takana of Havdalah was really originally Betfila, until ultimately we settled into doing both, but originally it was only about tefillah, so therefore, says Rav Sternbach, they never insisted on doing Havdalah al Yayin. La halacha, what do we paskin? Shulchan Aruch and Simrei Sadivav, Sif Beis writes, Ve'ein mavdilin al pas, aval al sheikhar mavdilin imu chamar medina. You're not allowed to do Havdalah al pas, but you are allowed to say Havdalah al chamar medina. V'hu adin l'shar mashkin chutz min alayim. Whoa! Shulchan Aruch says, not only chamar medina, any drink except for water can be used for Havdalah. Says the Rama, V'tov yosu l'havdil al kos pagum shal yayin me'al sheikhar. Still, if you have a choice to use a kos pagum of yayin, a cup of wine that someone drank out of, so it's already pagum, or to use beer, better to use a kos pagum of yayin than to use beer. And he writes, V'nagu l'havdil b'matzai pesach al sheikhar v'lo al yayin mishum d'chaviv alav. With the lone exception being on Motzai Pesach, where you want to show that you enjoy chametz, so you dafka say a Havdalah on beer on Motzai Pesach. But otherwise, you should always insist on using wine, says the Rama. So Shulchan Aruch passes like Shitas Rambam that you're allowed to say Havdalah on Chamar Medina, but the Rama says that you're not allowed to do that unless you don't have any wine available to you, and even a kos pagum of wine is better. However, the Mishbrua over there in Sivkat and Yeral writes that the Magen Avraham assumes that in a place where Sheikhar is the Chamar Medina, that's got to be better than a kos pagum of yayin. And he quotes a Bir Agra who says also that the din of the Rama is only when Sheikhar is not the Chamar Medina. When it's not the Chamar Medina, then yes, a kos pagum of yayin is better. But when Sheikhar is the Chamar Medina, then the beer is better. So that's how the Mishnah Berurah explains based on the Agra. On Motzai Shabbos Chazon, you're not allowed to drink wine because of Dine Velus that apply from Rosh Chodesh Av until Tishbav, Shvor Shechalbo Tishbav, certainly. So there's a discussion, is it better to say Havdalah Al Yain, or is it better to say Havdalah on Chamar Medina? So in the Aruch HaShulchan, in some Tavkuf Nunal Vos Chavav, he says that it's better to be Mavdil al Sheikhar. But L'chavra, that's against the Mechaber and the Ramah, because the Mechaber over there says that it's Mutu Lishtos Yain Havdalah Birch Samazan, that you're allowed to drink the wine of Havdalah. And then the Ramah says, V'nog in Lahachmir, we're knowing to be Machmir. So what? So what? We do Chamar Medina? No, says Ramah, we're knowing in Lahachmir. Shalol Lishtos Yain Birch Samazan of Havdalah, Elenosim Latino. Kumamakum Lakatino, Kumutabasim Lishtos Yain Havdalah. You give it to a child instead, says the Rama. Why would I be giving it to a child? Shouldn't I just be using Chamar Medina? So why doesn't the Mechaber or the Rama come up with that idea? Only the Aruch HaShulchan had to come up with that idea. Elamai, it must be that the importance of using Yayin is so great that that overpowers the possibility of using Chamar Medina during Shavuot Shechalbo Tishbav. The fact that the Rama brings in a Tinok rather than saying using Chamar Medina sounds like that's the better thing to do. So certainly, it would seem to be that the best thing to do is to use Yayin for both Kiddush and Havdalah. Moreno Ravulik Shlita has told us that he uses grape juice, Dafka, for Havdalah, that he only drinks wine for Kiddush. You have to drive very often on Motzei Shabbos. Normally the first thing that happens right after I finish Havdalah is my wife tells me, this kid is there, that kid is there, everyone needs to be picked up, everyone went to a friend's house and stayed there till after Shabbos. First thing you're doing is getting into a car, so it's probably not a great idea to drink too much wine right after Shabbos. So grape juice would we'd be making would have the status of wine, legabe kiddush avdol, like Rav Asher Weiss likes to say, grape juice has the status of wine, legabe every single halacha, even dalet kosos he holds, not like Rav Meishi holds, even legabe dalet kosos, except for chayev adam of sumi b'puri. It's the only one that it doesn't have the status of wine for, but probably better not to use chamar medina, even though you see why that minhag developed, that people are more makil in the use of other beverages for avdalah than they are for kiddush, because of that chiluk that the Rambam makes between the two. Okay, everyone have a wonderful day.